This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind, Senator John Hovind, later this hour? In the meantime, what's on your mind? Tell us at 800-228-0550. All right? Many 701 number. You can just dial us up at 258-0550. Email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd, the radio god, Mitchell at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Texter says, Scott, I want to wish all your listeners a Merry Christmas and a happy, successful New Year. And Scott, remind your listeners, if they have a few extra pennies in their pocket, donate to the animal shelters. They always can use help at this time of year, says Gail. All right, Gail, thank you for that tip. Is this the time of year that you're generous? Maybe more than you are the rest of the year? Just in the spirit of the season and giving and, well, I guess that would make sense. And obviously, last chance to make a donation that ultimately could impact your 2017 tax situation as well to get a little charitable deduction. I don't think most people donate for the charitable deduction. I think they do it out of the goodness of their heart. It's one thing that we as Americans are really, really pretty extraordinary at. And I think Americans and America is extraordinary in many ways, exceptional in many ways. But one stat brings a little proof to that pudding is how we donate, how generous we are. Who gets your generosity this time of year? What tugs at your heartstrings this time of year in the way of a gift? Just like Gail is suggesting, the animal shelters get a little of your hard-earned dollars in the way of a donation. Any others? Good chance for you to put a plug in for them. Lay it on me. Go ahead and lay it right on me. I'd like to hear that for you. We're going to talk tax reform at the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to save most of my comments on that until the conversation with Senator Hovind. I did share on my Facebook page a story from the Wall Street Journal how a new analysis of the tax cuts suggests the economy will grow by more than expected. Wall Street Journal reporting that economists had been penciling in a boost of about a third of a percentage point next year. Now that's looking way low. They're talking 1.3% growth in the economy just from this legislation. Now, it's significant because a lot of the opposition against it has been somewhere else. Anyway, I'll save that for the bottom of the hour. I also shared an op-ed that was in at least one newspaper. I saw in the Forum of Fargo Moorhead today, and maybe in others, from Ed Schaefer about net neutrality. Have you followed this net neutrality debate at all? Net neutrality, by the way, is a really dumb name that happens a lot in Washington, D.C. They, you know, come up with a name as sort of salesmanship, but it's not connected to what it actually does. So the Internet that brought you Google and Amazon and, you know, and an incredible amount of innovation did so without the apparatus known as net neutrality. 2 years ago, the Obama administration was lobbied by some of the big internet companies, and they basically gave them a gift through net neutrality. The FCC, now led by a Republican appointee, has undone that, basically exposing the scam that was the Obama administration saying, yeah, let's help these guys out. They're big donors of ours. They're our pals. We'll give them a leg up against all the innovation out there on the internet. So that's why they came up with it. And so it's really hard to argue that all the innovation that happened up until 2 years ago did so without net neutrality, and that now the sky is falling because we're going back to what we had for the vast majority of the internet's time. But they throw all this stuff at you, and, you know, it reminds me a lot of the people who argued that the Dakota Access Pipeline somehow was going to harm the environment, harm the water. And if you just spend some time having a reasonable conversation about all of the process that went into permitting that pipeline where it was permitted, and the precautions in place against leaks and all that stuff, you know, you could, with any reasonable person, sort of back them off the ledge. But unreasonable people who just were going to use that to use it and really have an ulterior motive they don't disclose, namely, they want to keep fossil fuels in the ground and therefore give up their...
Okay, but what kind of shape was that land left in?
To fly. And
at those protests.
Phones and everything else. Yeah, don't forget that, Todd. Yeah. That was the people who were concerned about the water.
So they were right.
Didn't seem to... Oh, is that was, you think that's what they were doing? They left the camp in such disarray that they threatened to pollute the water in a big way so they could say, see, it's polluting the water. It came from our protest, not from the pipeline, but it did. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to go down and relitigate that, but I bring it up because, you know, the whole chapter was fraught with just fake news and people that had no regard for the truth. And I feel the same way when I see some of these people talking about net neutrality. It's like, you know, they go off into some strange universe to argue their point. It's really crazy. Anyway, read Ed Schaefer's piece and really understand this very well. He did a nice job. He quotes in this Griggs County's rural telecom. I like this. So, folks, right from Griggs County, here's what they say about it. As fierce defenders of open internet protections for each and every one of our customers, we urge you to support the Federal Communications Commission proposal to free broadband services from the out-of-date 1930s-era regulation imposed on these essential services 2 years ago. This proposal assures that broadband services will be treated equally and fairly under consistent protections. It also will help advance our number one priority, which is to expand broadband infrastructure and investment and provide cutting-edge 21st century communication services to every American. That's Ed quoting them. Can't remember if it was in Ed's piece or somebody else that I read about the decrease in the investment over those 2 years as well. It didn't work, but simple little exercise if you want to take this on. Anybody that is talking about the sky falling because net neutrality has been reversed by the FCC, you need to ask them how we did so well from the moment Al Gore invented the internet, was Al Gore, I'm pretty sure, up until 2 years ago. Because what they're arguing is that was somehow bad because we didn't have net neutrality then. It really just makes no sense at all. Kudos to Ed Schaefer for educating the public on this, that net neutrality isn't about speeds, content, or access to the internet. We are in a weird place, folks. We're in a really weird place where if you make a lot of noise, you know, you flap your arms and you freak out and you, you know, barrage social media and get all belligerent in other social media forums and in conversations, that somehow the facts melt away. And it very much was alive and well throughout the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. You know, somehow law enforcement became bad, and they're the ones that actually prevented anyone from being harmed from these outrageous protests, with the exception of one woman who chose to put herself in harm's way and actually was harmed by thugs who were trying to use these improvised explosive devices either against the police or against protesters so they could say the police did them. Same thing on net neutrality. Same thing on tax reform. It's really weird. Anyway, that's my two cents. I want yours either on any of those topics. What's on your mind? Lay it on us.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Take it from Carson Wentz, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust him for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Look for the duck and tell him Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're champions in my book.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Christmas one and all, and welcome back to What's On Your Line. I'm Scott Hinnan with Todd the Radio God Mitchell, who has got a little jump in his step these days, thanks to the Stem Cell Health Institute. How are you feeling there, Todd?
You know that Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth? I rewrote that a few years ago. All I Want for Christmas is My Two New Knees. as you get older and have the teeth, you discover there's two something else you need. Stem Cell Health Institute coming to North Dakota. But they're in North Dakota. I got injections in both my knees a week ago today, as a matter of fact. And they told me, okay, don't give it a few weeks. Give it a few weeks. You know what? I feel better already. If you've got pain from, well, your knee, your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, there are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. Regenerative medicine could help you. It's helping me. 1-888-973-1560 or stemcelltherapyforpain.com. 888-973-1560 or stemcelltherapyforpain.com. And start living life once again.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Don says it's more attacking our president than any actual issue. Really getting old. Referring to the debate over the net neutrality thing. Thomas says, no, it is an issue, and we will soon see how the lack of regulation plays out. Yeah, because it really worked out horribly for 2 years ago and prior to the invention of the Internet. So you're right. Gary says the governor is spot on, referring to, of course, Governor Schaefer's commentary there. Charlie Kirk, I don't even know who Charlie is, but I shared his tweet on Facebook yesterday. Try doing that, Todd. Share a tweet on Facebook. You really got to be, you know, you've graduated from selfies to the real deal there when you can do that. Anyway, Charlie said, imagine if a Democratic president turned around an economy in 9 months, created 1.5 million jobs, oversaw 15-plus record highs in the stock market. I think it was more than that. I think there were 70 new Dow highs. Signed over 50-plus bills into law and confirmed a record number of justices. The media would say those accomplishments are historic. Do you hear what I said? 1.5 million jobs, record highs in the stock market, 50-plus bills signed into law, record number of justices. Aren't those historic accomplishments? Fake news going to get around to reporting them anytime soon? I don't know. Texter says, I cringe every time I hear about the protesters. So happy that's over. What a joke. I kind of do, too, to tell you the truth. Another says it was Al Gore, Scott. He invented the Internet and global warming. Thank you. He owns all of those. All right. Another texter says, why is it so accepted to run down our president? I won't watch the late shows after the news anymore. The opening is just running down President Trump. Why is this allowed? Sponsors should pull the plug. The award show is the same. Very sad. Merry Christmas to all. Thank you for ending with that Merry Christmas greeting for everybody. And getting lots of those today. I think we're all a little bit in the Christmas mode. I am, you know. The day-to-day tick-tock of the news cycle, it's there. It'll continue to be there. It's important. Not going to dismiss it. But Christmas trumps all, doesn't it? Sorry, that's the wrong, what word could I use instead? If I say Christmas trumps all, then I'm, you know, sort of tying it back into the news cycle, Todd. Christmas just overwhelms everything. As it should. Which I think is pretty darn cool. To answer the listener's question, first one is, why is it so accepted to run down our president? Why is it so accepted to run down our president? Well, if you're in the mainstream media, you're more often than not a left-leaning, Trump-hating, bitter liberal. So that's just what you do. Now, when you ask, why is this allowed? in my mind, we're getting into a little bit of dangerous territory there, because it's allowed because we're the greatest country on the face of the earth. It's allowed because people have the ability to cite free speech. I mean, it's America. We don't have to agree with it. I don't like it either, and your point about sponsors is a good one. I think of, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and, you know, take your pick of loudmouths on TV who I don't watch either at all. If they start hearing from enough sponsors who are saying, hey, we're getting complaints from our customers, you can bet that it would stop. No doubt about that. But it's kind of cheeky. It's kind of cool. It's kind of, you can get by with it when you're in Congress. You just can. Not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just telling you. That's my view. But the most important question or answer, I guess, I would ask you is, think about is, why is it allowed? It's allowed because it's America. And all you can do is match it with the truth. And or don't consume yourself with it. Don't let it rob your joy. Don't let it steal you from remembering what the, you know, what the time of year we're in right now. It's just a political debate. It's a fake news debate. People are going to get wrapped up in it. I don't lose sleep over it. It just is what it is. Truth will always win out. Always going to win out. Always going to prevail. Doesn't always happen immediately. Isn't without some bumps along the way. But in the end, it'll win. It really will. So I your last greeting is the best one. Merry Christmas. Just be happy and be glad it's a wonderful time of the year. It really is. Speaking of Christmas, one of our fine sponsors is the good folks at PetroServe USA. And I know this is about the time every year that I go, okay, what have I forgotten? Who have I forgotten? And PetroServe USA is a great stop, not only because you get the 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, and the 2 cookies and the 20-ounce drink all day, every day. 4 items, $4 all day, every day. That in and of itself is pretty darn cool. But in addition to that, a lot of great stocking stuffers, like Bison Apparel, which is pretty cool. Or who doesn't like a PetroServe USA gift card? So, you know, you've got some gas. Good deal there. They have mini flyer drones for $9.99. I think those are kind of cool stocking stuffers. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. And all the last-minute batteries. I saw they had big queen-size blankets for $24.99. You can never have enough of those lying around. So check it out. PetroServe USA, location near you, helping America fuel better. You tell them Scott and Todd sent you. When we come back, we're going to chat with Senator John Hovind about a big week in Congress. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Botineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, cranking away on a wonderful Tuesday countdown to a Christmas edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you go right now to secureenergyfuture.org, you're going to find an opportunity to let your elected leaders know you want affordable, reliable energy. That's right, affordable, reliable energy. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. This is the industry that, of course, has been under attack from extreme environmentalists, from the previous president, for a long time, and continues to plod along, investing in a lot of technology so we can have clean, beautiful coal. Gets cleaner every single day. And an industry that employs a whole lot of people, contributes mightily to our economy in North Dakota. So be part of the team at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Senator John Hovind joins us now on the Newsmaker line. Big week in Congress. The tax bill will be voted on first in the House, then in the Senate, and continues to gain votes, which is a good sign. Senator, everything on track for a yes vote and send this off to the president later this week?
I think so, Scott. The House will vote on it first. They should be doing that pretty quick. And then we have 10 hours of debate, so we'll see how, you know, we just as soon vote. But we'll see how many of those 10 hours, you know, we have to use. But we'll vote probably this evening and then send it to the president.
And I know that some of the opposition that previously came from one, Senator Corker of Tennessee, after this thing originally passed and was being discussed in the conference committee. You had Senator Rubio say he was no vote. Those have both come back now, right?
Yeah, I think we'll get all of the Republican senators, Scott. Senator McCain is, as you know, is sick, and so he's home in Arizona, so he's not here. But I think we'll get the other 51, all 51 Republicans.
You know, we got a lot of conversation on the program about Senator Heitkamp's opposition to this, and you know, it seems to me that the president really bent over backwards to accommodate her and also other Democrats, Senator Manchin and a few others. I mean, there was the Air Force One trip, there were White House meetings, there were definitely efforts to gain her support, right?
Well, I think the administration and the Republicans in the Senate and on the House side, I think there was a lot of work done to try to make it bipartisan. And, you know, there's been a lot of misinformation about the bill. This really is a tax cut across the board. Hardworking Americans, you know, low, middle income are going to realize not only tax relief, but growth in their wages. And they're going to see that next year. And that's the thing that people need to understand is that it's not just lower taxes. This is also about growing our economy so your wages and income go up. And, you know, so we'll continue to press the message as we are. I'm going to be out there talking about, you know, how it's good for American families, for hard working Americans out there that pay their taxes. This is going to be a tax break. Good for small business, good for our farmers and ranchers. But the reality is they're going to see it next year. I mean, in February and March, they're going to see it in their withholding when that goes down. And, you know, they're going to see it in terms of jobs and economic growth.
Senator McConnell was asked on the George Stephanopoulos show about some of this, about Democrats being courted to vote for it and the committee process and whatnot. Here's what he said. I want to play this and talk about this a little bit.
This is an open process. The vast majority of the bill has been online for 2 weeks. There were always, in big bills like this, some last-minute adjustments, some of them done actually by hand.
There were no hearings on the bill.
There were tons of hearings over and over and over. The Democrats went to them. The Democrats had the opportunity to offer amendments in committee. They had an opportunity to offer amendments on the floor. They had plenty of opportunity. They decided it was important to them politically to oppose this tax measure and take that to the American people.
All right, I want to get your take on his explanation for this. But first of all, on the process, did the Democrats, Senator Heitkamp, have an opportunity to make all of the rhetoric we're hearing against this? Were there any suggestions / amendments to try and fix it?
Right. I mean, not only in committee, Senator McConnell said, in the Budget Committee, in the Finance Committee, and then also on the Senate floor. And so, yeah, it went through the process, including hearings, and there was opportunity for amendment. And, you know, the other thing is that, you know, it's not only tax relief. For example, median income family of four gets about a little over $2,000 in a tax break. But the other thing that we're hearing from our colleagues across the house are saying, oh, well, somehow it's going to create cuts in other programs. That is not the case. That is not the case. Not only, they keep talking about the PAYGO rules, which have never been enforced, and now all of a sudden somehow that's going to create a reduction in these other programs. In fact, over time, I think this will generate far more in economic growth, not less. Right now, our economic growth is 1.9%. If we average even a little bit over 2, we not only cover the cost of the tax relief, we actually gain to help with debt and deficit over time. And right now, already with regulatory relief and the anticipation tax relief, the economy is growing at more than 3%.
So President reaches out, has the Oval Office meetings, Air Force One trips, a lot of dialogue, a lot of discussion, and as you point out, and Senator McConnell points out, nothing in the way of that opposition translating into then amendments to try and fix this. So what's going on here? What is the outcome? Is Senator McConnell right that there was never any intention on the part of Senator Heitkamp and other Democrats to vote for this, and this was just purely politics?
You know, I think that's a question that, you know, obviously that you're going to have to ask when you get the opportunity. And, you know, we'll continue to have this debate as we're having. I've laid out the points where I think not only is it good in terms of reducing the tax burden, good in terms of economic growth, and ultimately going to create more revenue to help reduce debt and deficit, not less. So we'll continue to have that debate. But the real thing that you're going to see next year is people are going to see, including low income people, they're going to see they pay less tax. And that the income and that the economy is growing. So I think that's the key. You know, the debate will continue. Obviously, Democrats chose not to participate in the tax relief. So the debate will continue, but people will actually see, their tax bill go down and they'll see more jobs and economic growth.
I got a couple of questions on specific parts of the bill that have come in the last couple of days. Now that it's all finalized, here's one of those I want to give you a chance to address that came in.
And I'm just a small business owner, and I'm seeing where it doesn't look like this tax bill is going to do me much good when I can't deduct my real estate taxes or my state taxes. There's parts of it that are good, but is this going to help us in the end? Any? were subchapter S corporations, and there's not been a lot of talk about how good they're going to be for anybody if we got to go back and use our personal tax rates.
All right, you want to take that one?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. People are confused because of all this messaging. Yes, those are business expenses which that individual can deduct. Furthermore, not only have all the rates been reduced, so his rate will be lower, but he also gets a 20% distribution deduction, which means 20% of the income that flows through his sub-S2 and personally won't be taxed. So not only will he have less taxable income, it'll be at a lower rate. So clearly, he'll see a benefit, and the deductions he was worried about, he actually gets to keep. That's why I say there's been so much misinformation on the messaging.
All right, here is another related to child care credits.
Sure.
I just wanted to mention something on the tax credit that we can file for. It's been set now for quite a few years as a tax credit for child care that you can claim $3,000 of outgoing expenses for child care. And anymore nowadays, I mean, I just did the math, it's $9,620 a year on child care just so I can go to work, and I can only claim $3,000 of that. So that's still $6,600 that I have to pay taxes on, and so does the daycare has to pay taxes on, just so I'm able to work and pay taxes on my wages. And if that's doubled to six, I mean, it's closer, but it's still not where it needs to be, but I mean, it's closer. And that's redundant and ridiculous just because, just like an auto insurance claim to where if you have to have auto insurance, they can charge what they want for it. And if a claim comes in, an auto body shop can pretty much charge what they want because insurance is going to cover it. No questions asked. That's a big problem with where our country's been headed for quite a few years now.
All right, I'm not following the car insurance analogy, but what about his concern on the child care credit?
It's good that, you know, this is why it's good we're talking about these things, Scott, and we'll have to continue to do more as we go on and, you know, in next year and as people come to understand more about the tax relief. But look, not only is there an earned income tax credit, which this individual is taking and he'll be able to continue to take, but we've actually greatly increase that, both through doubling the standard deduction, which would probably make sure he doesn't have a tax liability, but even if he still does, we've doubled the child tax credit from $1,000 to $2,000, and even if that all of his tax liability is covered, up to $1,400 of that $2,000, he can take against his payroll tax. So clearly he's going to come out better.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. If you have a question or comment, texter says, if this passes, when does the national debt start going down?
Well, it won't immediately because it takes some time for the economic growth to kick in. So in the first couple of years, potentially it could add some to the debt based on the projection. Now, I'm not sure that will happen because right now, we project a 1.9% growth rate, which is very conservative. The economy right now is growing at well over 3%. We only have to grow at a little bit over 2% to more than cover the cost. So what I'm saying is in the initial years, there could be some increase, but over time, over the 10-year period, with the kind of growth rates we're seeing now, we will not only cover the $1.5 trillion cost, we'll actually gain revenue.
Facebook comments. Says from Robert, Scott, please ask Senator Hovind if teachers still get their deduction.
Yes, they do. Another misinformation. The teachers still get their deduction. Graduate students still get their deduction. Medical deduction is still there. So if you have a lot of medical deduction, you still get that. What were some of the others? Charitable deduction, home mortgage interest deduction, property tax deduction on your home. Those are all there.
Short break, back with more with Senator John Hovind. I want to talk a little about some of the concerns that have come from the ag community. This bill could be voted on as soon as today and head to the president. How about that? More coming up after this timeout on What's on Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is some unusual Christmas music, but, you know, you kind of get bored sometimes with the same old stuff, so we like to spice things up a little for you today on What's on Your Mind. Wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas. Continuing our conversation with Senator John Hovind. I want to talk about agriculture. Senator Heitkamp addressed the Farmers Union over the weekend, and she talked about the tax bill being bad for North Dakota agriculture. So it's bad for everybody and everything, according to her. And the latest example that she's using here is that the tax bill could, important word, the tax bill, in her words, could trigger automatic cuts that wipe out the ARC and PLC programs, livestock assistance,
conservation, specialty crop research, rural energy, and other programs our farmers and rural communities rely on. So how is she able to say this tax bill could mean cuts in those programs?
Well, Scott, first I want to say that is some pretty interesting Christmas music you played. And I want to say, Merry Christmas to all your listeners, all the great North Dakotans and beyond that are listening. But it's good for agriculture. It does not cut any of those programs. I think she's trying to use some kind of PAYGO argument, which has never, ever been enforced. It doesn't affect any of those programs, ARC, PLC, or anything else. Matter of fact, we're hard at work at writing a farm bill, which we want to pass next year, and strengthen those programs. And in addition, this is tax relief for agriculture. Our farmers and ranchers are going to see that not only do they continue to keep important deductions like on property tax or interest deduction, but also we've improved the expensing rules so when they buy equipment, they can write off the cost of that equipment. And we've lowered their rates, and they also have this 20% distribution deduction as a pass-through. So they're going to actually see, like I say, lower taxes, and at the same time, we're hard at work on making sure we get a high-quality farm bill next year. So it's good for our farmers and ranchers.
Let's see here. Other comments that have come in, 800-228-0550. I'm trying to find this one related to spending concerns. While I do that, let me go to Dustin and Driscoll, who's on the line here. Go ahead, Dustin, your question for Senator Hovind.
Yeah, I just had a question about the tax bill. In the tax bill, National Geographic printed an article out that said that Arctic drilling was attached. So I guess I'm wondering how that's going to help production in the Bakken when we're spending drilling long ways away.
Did that end up getting included? I heard at some point the Anwar thing, which has been a long time political football, was going to include. Was that in the final package?
Yeah, it is included. There is an energy piece component that is included. So yes, that is in the package. But in terms of obviously we're for producing oil and gas. North Dakota is second only to Texas in terms of the oil and gas we produce. We're very proud of that. Worked hard to make it happen. And the Bakken is more than competitive with Anwar or, frankly, anyone else, and we're going to continue to be because, in my opinion, nobody does it better than North Dakota.
Was that about getting Senator Murkowski's vote there? Getting that's been a pet project of hers for a long time, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Something she's been very committed to for a long time, but also it generates revenue to help cover the cost of tax relief, which is a plus. And, of course, it's always about making our country more energy self-sufficient.
Here's that note I was looking for. It came from Clayton. Always good when we get to keep more of our money. Now when does a true decrease in government spending occur? Not a cut in the rate of spending and calling it a cut, but a cut that actually spends less tax money than the year before.
Yeah, he's right. We've got to find savings. No question. We've got to continually work to find savings. As you and I've talked about before, Scott, since I've been on appropriations, we have reduced actual level of spending. When I came, it was about $1.4 trillion. Today, it's about $1.1 trillion. That's only about one-third of government, though. That's what's called the discretionary spending. In that category, we're going to have to do more for our military. But wherever we can, we do have to find ways to save and be more efficient and effective. But again, back to the point of this economic growth, if we drive economic growth, that's what really helps us cover this debt and deficit over time, while at the same time we work to find savings where we can.
Going back to Senator Heitkamp's comments before the Farmers Union, she is basing all of her doom and gloom on the fact that this is going to cost $1.5 trillion over 10 years. $1.5 trillion over 10 years is only a cost if there isn't more than four-tenths percentage growth in the economy as a result of this. We're already seeing the economy grow at 3 and higher. So
right now, this assumes a growth rate of 1.9%. We're already at over 3, and we only have to grow at about 2.1 to 2.3. 2.3 would be the 4/10 you're talking about. You can see we're already well over that because of the reducing the regulatory burden and the growth that people anticipate we'll get from tax relief. And here's the other point. Since World War II, we've grown at 3%. We've had this stagnant economy under President Obama because he was all about higher taxes, bigger government, and more regulation. And that's why, he couldn't even get it to 2% growth.
Yeah, we're just finally come out of that funk that was the Obama years. Now get this policy in place and imagine the growth that's going to come from it. Well, the time will tell. Obviously, the stats will come from this, but it'll be fascinating to watch. And I know this, the vast majority of our listeners are thrilled, absolutely thrilled, and see this is very good for them. I mean, it's an 80-20 deal. So congrats on all your good hard work on it, and hope you get the fruits of your labor tonight and a presidential signing ceremony soon. And have a Merry Christmas, Senator.
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, Scott.
And to Mikey and the whole family, those grandkids, everybody else. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Botineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.